The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
They do.
Yeah, when you were doing, when you just eating and just laying there. I remember I told y'all, man, I always tell you, when Brandon mocked me for eating my fruit snacks off my stomach. Yeah. But it was, I was in heaven.
That's your big boy move?
I was in heaven.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
Fruit snacks off the stomach. I opened them up, let them all fall on my chest.
I ain't never done that.
I was picking them apart.
I'll dip the burger in the sauce.
Oh yeah,
eat it.
That's fine.
I don't put it on it. I just be like,
that's a standard. I thought that was a standard move.
Standard, oh, okay, yeah.
I thought that was that.
That's standard.
Even,
that's you bite it so the burger hits at certain angles.
Yeah,
get in there
so
easily.
You get a dip.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought that was just me.
That's automatic right there.
I'm trying to think of the fattest.
He already does shower.
Yeah,
omelets.
Shower. That was pretty fast shit.
That was fast shit. I was rushing. I wasn't even trying to be some fast shit. I was just trying to hurry.
When you eat, then drink.
That's some fat shit. Wash it down with shower water.
Oh no, I made a video about that. That's one of the fattest things I ever did on a cruise ship. I had pasta spaghetti. They had bolognese sauce. I made a pasta, but they had some. I put the brisket on top of the pasta.
Oh,
and then had. It was like a barbecue. I put that all on. Like, it was a stack, and I ate it, bro. And it was so good. And I kept layering it, and I was like, I'm going to eat this. All together. It was so good. It,
like, buffets, do y'all go crazy, or do y'all just...
I only pick what I want.
Okay.
So I only pick what I want.
You just mix and match and everything?
Everything getting on there.
I don't like Italian, my plate like that. Yeah, I don't like it. I'll get seven plates. I don't like mixing. I can't have fried rice next to lasagna. Yeah. That is, it just bothers me. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Soup and lasagna.
Yeah,
but it's all going to the same place.
I know,
so.
But I feel like these things weren't meant to be eaten together.
That's what you're missing, bro. You ever see how mixed kids come out so beautiful, bro? It's the same thing with food, bro. Like, when you start mixing the cultures, you're like, ooh.
The thing is, I like fusion places, though. I'll eat a fried rice burrito. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll eat, but I don't know certain things.
Certain buffets, you're like, yeah. I'm not gonna do it myself.
I'm not doing this.
Nah, man, you gotta get in there and try it, bro.
Especially when I think what it is I'd be watching other people. And yeah. I'd be judging them, and I'd be like, y'all doing too much.
Buffets look very
it's
gruesome, yeah.
bro. Yeah, it's violent.
I pile it up.
I'd be like,
everything get to mixing.
Big ass people at buffets, you'd be like, come on.
Baby,
why?
To work,
why even going by the salad bar? Stop playing.
Stop
playing.
I think, honestly, that annoys me when I see people getting, a plate, two plates sometimes, full of BS. And had a nerve to have it. Why you don't? Who are you doing this for?
Where we from?
Because I'm a firm believer. Y'all know me. I eat healthy all the time. But if you're gonna act up,
yeah, be
don't half ass it.
Be yourself.
And so you got a side salad, but you got ribs on top of a pizza. Like just
Diet Coke.
Hey, that sounds fire. Hold
just
on.
Do your thing.
Yeah,
right?
Diet Coke. On a pizza.
Look at Chaz.
If
like
you took the rib, if you took the rib meat, and put it on.
He just heard his favorite song.
No,
say that. We're not back.
Ribs on top of pizza.
Ribs on top of pizza.
That sounds delicious.
Fire.
If you took rib, like burnt ends, rib tips,
oh, yeah. I've been mixing that.
That sounds incredible.
It's out there. Well, they have.
I mean, I just said I put brisket on top of spaghetti. So,
but I get why you say you don't want it that way. Yeah. But
next time in New York, we're gonna go get that oxtail pizza.
Oh yeah, I saw that online.
I've seen that online.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Look at my Explorer page.
Listen. I worked on this show called Arnold's Caribbean Pizza.
Look at my Explorer page.
Oh, mine's is worse. Mine's is just way more food.
Shit and sports.
Yeah, mine is all fighting and food. I created a show called Arnold's Caribbean Pizza, right? That I worked on.
I was on there.
Yeah. I've never seen oxtail anything like that pizza before that. That was in 2020. I have seen so much stuff from that show. So I talked to this dude from there. He was like, yeah, man, we watched this show called Arnold's. And I said, Arnold's Caribbean Pizza? He's like, yeah. I said, I worked on it. He was like, oh, we've been making this and that. I was like, I bet you, dog. Because that show airs in the Caribbean. And well, I forgot the name of the
main
dude.
What's the show where they do a combination of different?
Yeah, because he was like, oh, here's your Aki salt. Saltfish pizza. Here's your oxtail pizza. Ooh. It was just all these different combinations of food. No one did it before. We just made it up on the show. And then y'all started seeing
this. Oh, you took Jamaican foods and put it on pizza.
Put it on pizza. And then we started seeing that come out. But that show only aired in Jamaica. Right, only aired in the Caribbean.
Right.
And then, like I said, that was 2020 or 2019. And then we started seeing that. And I was like.
So you went to a Jamaican spot and they said they do it?
Credit. No, we. Oh, no. I've seen it since. What I'm saying is that we were talking about the Oxo pizza.
Yeah.
That's like, I've seen it done since that show aired.
I mean, Instagram is so fat, bro.
It's a great place.
It be having stuff. It's just like, this don't go together, but I want to try it.
Yes, it does go together.
Then sometimes it'd be too much.
Do you think a lot of stuff just looks like it'll taste good?
Or
do
yes.
You, yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah.
In your head, you'd be like, oh, okay, shit. And strawberry then, soda pizza? Mm. I seen a girl doing the watermelon slices with a pickle in the middle.
Ew. Nah, and that sounds terrible.
It looked like it was good.
Sounds awful.
I seen some people
with the mustard? Pickles. The mustard on the watermelon?
No mustard, just watermelon slices.
I seen the sandwich made with the watermelon as the bread.
And the cheese, she had like a feta cheese in there.
Ugh, and I don't like none of those things. Yeah. So it just sounds even worse.
White people taste buds sometimes don't go with me.
I think they taste buds different.
I think
it gotta be
feta cheese on watermelon.
The stuff I be seeing,
some stuff go, like, why? But some stuff is like, really?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, I think they're just raised different.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Strawberries in my salad. I'm like,
that's actually not bad.
I don't like that.
I like the apples in my salad.
I don't like that.
No. I like apples.
I love green bean casserole.
I don't love it.
I love
it. I'll tolerate it.
But you're not a mayonnaise person. That looked like mayonnaise in there.
No, it's cream and mushroom.
Yeah,
green
he usually anything that looks no,
it's
not
the
look, like,
it's the taste, the tanginess to it.
I get it.
Like the Thousand Island, they give you like a little aftertaste. I'll be like,
I get it. The green bean casserole, that's cream and mushroom.
It's fine.
Green beans, fried. I mean, it's cool. I don't love it, but it's cool.
On the onion strings?
I'm not big
I love onion strings.
See?
That'd be fire.
I'm not big on casseroles. I'm like,
me either.
You keep that if it's a casserole.
I'll eat them, but.
Lasagna's a casserole.
Not my choice.
So I get beat up by Italians.
Lasagna. When you get a good lasagna, like a good one, I'd be like,
best lasagna.
Because there'd be bad ones. It'd be a lot of bad ones.
How do you mess up? Lasagna's like spaghetti. You shouldn't be able to mess up spaghetti.
I think it's way harder than spaghetti.
You see, you mess up spaghetti.
No, I didn't.
You mean you put celery in spaghetti?
That's
right. He chopped up the celery and put it in with his meat.
Don't defend him, man.
Because you said you put celery chopped after.
In it, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Does it matter? Does it matter?
Bro, I've never tried. I wonder though. I don't know how many other people's foods I've tried. Like, I've had Tony's cooking before. I've never had anything DC's made before.
I've never had Tony's food.
But I don't think
I've
you guys ever Tony's made anything food. I made before either. So
Tony ain't never cooked like from scratch.
I never had Tony's food. I never had nobody's food.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I never had
Chad's food.
Yeah.
I never had
only
parts
of food I had is Keon.
Yeah.
I never had nobody's
which
food.
Which is cool.
Because DC, good, but this is what made me mad about DC. He be on his story though. I'm on the grill again. Looking at these little wings, these ribs. What the fuck? Where is it off us? Meanwhile, I didn't got off the grill sweater for 3 hours. He didn't offer narrow wing, narrow rib.
You're right, bro.
Nothing. You're but he be on the story. Oh, no, the girls,
no, normally when I
girls
grill.
Ask me again, I'm in North Carolina at the Piggly Wiggly. I done got everything about to throw this hog on the grill. And like, yeah, we ain't never tried none of this. None of this at all.
Man, you for a long time.
Like for a hell of years. It's been over a decade. Nothing.
Oh, I got no fight.
Chef had everything. Time. He got to kiss the chef. All that. Nothing.
I did see that video.
I'm going to make some ribs.
I think I've had Food Craig's made that. This crib before.
I haven't had it.
Never. I've been at barbecues at Craig's spot.
But Craig.
Oh, the old spot?
The old spot.
Yeah.
Craig, I'm like, all right, that's fine. I haven't been around his stuff enough. DC has, especially if we're doing it like, y'all can bring something.
Right, here's some sodas and some Doritos. They're vegan. Here's the vegan Doritos.
Like, nah, nigga, I want some of them real.
When you
on
the grill, I don't want to intertwine this
Jump
stuff.
In. I'm done. Jump in. Throw something on there. I'm out.
Next event we do.
My stuff be cooked before y'all even show up anyway. Now
we do for an event.
Yeah, people on the grill do not mind when you take over.
Hell no.
It's not offensive.
Some people do though. Some people be like,
some people do. Some people do.
Some people project to be like,
well, if you walk in the spot like, oh, I'm on it. No, but if you've seen me over there under this fire and the heat from the sun, come
I
on.
I gotta prep my own fire and
go ahead. Here. Good. Great. I'm gonna go inside. I'm gonna take a shower, get the smoke off me, have at it.
I don't work enough on like dinner stuff at all. Like I am all mainly breakfast. It's my favorite thing to eat, also, like all kind of breakfast stuff. So I'm mainly.
Have us over for brunch, Chaz.
I would love to have you all over for brunch.
Make some goddamn breakfast.
I would love to give you guys a salmon scramble. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I'll eat it.
I'd love to give you guys.
We should go. We should go somewhere.
I can't, have fish with my eggs. That's a little. That's
great, it's good, bro. It's good. Salmon
with them eggs. Eggs, bacon. You put choice between potatoes or
I even put the capers in the omelet. It's good.
See, I just stopped using the capers because nobody else likes them but
it's
me.
It's good, man.
Come on, man. Talk my language, bro.
Yeah, duh.
We should go somewhere and cook outside. Like, go to a beach and get a little stove.
Cook by the beach, man. It'd be fun.
Hey, we should go to the beach. Keon, get on the grill.
You just turned this
game
we go to the beach.
Man.
See?
What? Oh,
that's not, how was that? Yeah.
Why are you going to the beach?
Are you gay?
I didn't say have the
sunset. I didn't say watch the gay. I didn't say watch the sunset together.
He didn't say hold hands.
Yeah. Just go to the beach, guys, all together. Intertwine our toes.
We got enough here for a cookout. How much in here?
Oh, yeah, we about ready.
It's a cookout fund.
Yeah. That's probably enough for hot dogs.
We can get food.
No Wagyu, but we can get something.
We can get one rack of ribs.
We eat meat. Tony gone.
We can get one rack of ribs.
On the back.
We get the Louisiana hot links.
How much
those
in there?
Those are fire.
80.
Those are fire.
That's 100 and something.
About. Oh, yeah, because last time it was at 1.
You was close to 150, I believe.
150?
Make you guys was.
I be watching a lot of people cook outside. That should be looking dope to me.
I got to watch the grill outside.
I'm doing my bugs everywhere.
Yeah, it looks good online until you get out there.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, what we sitting on?
So let's see, you guys.
Don't Chaz those 20.
Come on, man.
Chaz played today.
No, man, I was not. No, come on, what are you talking about?
He was here on time today.
Oh,
I be Craig in. Remember?
Got our eyes on you.
Yeah. Hey. The chat wants to come. They want to come.
Yeah, y'all can come pull up, Moyo.
Come to the cookout.
Come to the cookout.
Y'all all invited.
Bring
food.
Man,
we got enough. It's 180 in here.
Oh, what?
We stacking.
We got enough to have a cookout.
That's a good little cookout right there.
We got enough.
Ribs.
This is a cover to the
chicken.
It's a Costco trip.
I can knock that out.
We can. That'll do it.
When I get back from New York, we can do that.
That'll do it.
I'm not going to the beach in D.C. though.
I'm not going to the beach.
We don't have to go to the beach.
My man, hey, what was your suggestion, DC? That's all I'm saying, man.
Nice park.
Huh?
Nice park.
Well, the park Keon up got the street.
DC.
You and Craig got the house.
DC, I'm going to go to the grill.
Now I put my Weber to the side.
Bring it.
Yeah, I'm doing my little Weber to the side.
And he be lifting and letting the smoke come out online, looking at the camera. Oh, this is what I do.
Because
you said, what is it, wings or ribs? You said one of them is what you do.
Ribs.
Which was, yeah.
If you ain't got a barrel, damn ribs is what I do. You ain't cooking. You ain't.
Down, bro.
Okay. Because
you know this, I love to barbecue.
Well, okay. Come on, man.
Gotcha.
What type of grill you got?
I have the...
You got the round one?
I got the
big. No, I got the big lift up.
You grill. You cook.
Yeah, I got the grill.
The big lift up.
Yeah.
You ain't got the barrel. You got the Weber. You lift.
He seen it.
But at first, when we was doing them, I was making it on the little tiny little
when
portable.
But no, I got the lift up. Go inside.
Yeah.
But I don't got it to my dad.
Lift up with two shelves.
Yeah. Double shelf.
I got the double shelf, the smoke,
double shelf. I even got a little.
Mine, I can add the smoker piece. I just haven't added it on there.
Mine has a side bitch, so it's a little thing to the side.
Yeah,
where you can smoke
I've
in that one too.
Yeah, I didn't too. Yeah, I don't use it.
I've never ever grilled anything a day in my life, bro.
I didn't start.
What kind
of
man are you?
At all?
What?
You've never put on a grill.
I've never ever.
Jeez.
Grilled. I might have flipped some burgers for my dad.
Estrogen levels are high.
Flip that real quick.
Oh, I got it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. I do make a dope salad, though.
Man.
No, what like a real good salad.
Soft.
Like a cob? A real good cob
I do make
salad.
A good salad.
Man. Soft, you do bro. A shrimp cob, bro. A salmon cob. Those are fire, dog. That's an art to a cob salad. That's not some regular salad.
Wait.
He said I don't grill, but I can make a mean salad.
Anybody can make a mean salad.
No, they can't.
They can.
How many bad salads have you had?
None.
I don't think I've had
How many salads have you gone somewhere you'd be like, your salad is fire? I'm a bunch of places I've been, I'm like.
Only if it has like pecans and shit in there. I'd be like,
all salads are
trash.
But tell me, you can't.
But you can't like. I mean, some people, if the salad's bad, it's because they didn't try. They just threw the spring mix in there with some dressing.
Is the lettuce spoiled? What are you getting? Like,
this is like a bunch of different seasonings to add. You add your fresh lemon. You add your fresh oregano and salad is fire. The little pink Himalayan salt. You pepper it down.
You're just making a salad. You didn't even get exotic with it.
Well, all I talked was about the seasoning so far.
Salt.
What are you talking about right now?
Put some salt on it.
Salt, vegetables, and fruit. That's already in salad. That's a salad.
It's like when Cat Williams was talking and she was like, I can make a mean corn. He's like, isn't the ingredients for corn water?
We got corn growing in the backyard now.
For real?
Corn, zucchini, basil, bunch of stuff back there.
Oh, damn. Did she plant it? Did Cardi plant it? Oh,
planted and got that back there because you know the fruit stuff was already there. What you call the tree died though?
What tree?
The dragon fruit or passion fruit, whatever I brought.
Yeah, you was giving me some passion fruit.
That shit died.
Are you getting the boys?
It got infected.
Are you getting the boys on the grill?
Nah, not yet. But he'd be wanting to help me like
they help prep.
Yeah, prep. Like if I make the smothered potatoes and stuff like that, he'll prep.
Let's go over there with the boys, learn
stuff like that. You know, what I'm saying?
On the grill.
Yeah.
But the grill, they be they be in the pool or running around or playing. Or
I make the boys, y'all do the links. I'll get them started on the links.
You know what I mean?
So I was just turning.
Yeah, well, you got to teach them to slice
it.
Because
the only thing the chicken y'all be having, I marinate beforehand. And in the burgers, I do my blend of seasonings in the burgers.
Do you take it as far as you do your
Why is this burger
meats?
Blend different than my salad blend of seasonings, man?
Because
why does he get respect on that? I don't get respect on mine.
He might go get an 80-20
chili flakes in there. Yeah. None of this matters to y'all?
Nah, I'm not entertaining a good
chili flakes in a salad.
I'm just saying you got all dry ingredients. That's all seasoning.
That's what seasoning is.
There's
nothing
you There's nothing you're really prepping in the salad.
Salad, you're literally putting everything together. You just eat it as is.
Just eat it.
And you don't have to make a salad taste good because it's just the stuff that's in it is what's good.
A salad taste good, what are you talking about?
You have to make meat taste good. Yeah. Meat by itself is unseasoned. Yeah. Is white people food.
Hey, right? Lettuce by itself is delicious. What are y'all talking about? This lettuce, so salt, juicy. What are you talking about?
There's no work in making a good salad.
I'm not going to agree with that. I put a lot of stuff. And I like chopped salads.
You're getting it from the meat department. You're cutting up the chicken from the seasoned meat.
You gotta chop your own spinach, chop your lettuce, and do none of that. You just get the whole thing all leaves.
I chop my salad. I hate big leafy salads. Like I hate it.
You dice up like, your cucumbers. I don't do tomatoes though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like cucumbers at all.
I use a little cherry tomatoes.
No almonds in the salad.
I don't like those
like
busting
the
in your mouth. That's what I don't like
the little cherries.
Them cherries be like, just right in the back.
Cherry right in your mouth.
Yeah, I'll be like, watch out, cherry, bro.
Well, cherry tomatoes. Love them. Mm.
I don't like the bust.
That was so.
Yeah, you were like.
That was crazy.
I don't like the bust, bro.
Just put it straight down and squirt now.
Oh, you chew them?
What you supposed to
do? Jesus Christ.
You just swallowing the tomatoes?
What's that? He's throating.
You're just swallowing tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes? Wowzers.
Another one down.
Yeah, we got 180. We got enough to do
180. We can get
cookout. Then we can eat it. We can make the food.
Bring it here.
Or we could just go live.
We'll go live
at the behind the scenes. Just eat it. Lab mics and game nights.
Ribs. I like ribs. Chicken. I get down a little bit. Beef ribs. I like ribs because they take a good little second to get done.
Beef ribs or pork ribs?
Beef.
Oh really?
Pork.
Yeah, like yeah, ribs. Pork. Yeah. Even though I don't like. Pork like that.
I don't like pork like that.
But when it comes to ribs, I gotta.
Beef ribs,
Both are solid.
The beef ones is too. They just don't
it's
hit
not
as
meaty enough.
It's mostly bone, big ass bone, and it just don't. It don't hit as good.
It'd be good,
but
though.
I can do both.
Yeah,
but rib tips, Javi.
Is that the same as burnt ends?
No, I think the burnt ends is a different piece.
I mean,
burnt ends be good.
I was at a gas station in Memphis and had some burnt ends, and I was like, man, why are these here?
Yeah, where was I? I had burnt in macaroni and cheese, bro. It was crazy.
How come together? I had that, but that was, it wasn't it was, good, though, because the mac and cheese was trash.
It was mixed together?
Yeah, it was fire.
Yeah, it's a meal. Like, in the South, they do that.
Oh, yo, that mac and cheese and fried mac and cheese and like chicken nuggets, how B. Lou did at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fire.
In the South, they be doing different fat shit. Like, I had brisket in a breakfast burrito in the South.
How come food didn't translate, like how gas stations down South got great food or good chicken and stuff? How come that didn't translate to the West Coast?
Because the West people, we ain't trying to die at 30.
Well, he likes the AMPM burgers. Was that you?
Nah,
that's
shit trash.
Me?
Yeah, nah, that's to hear that like the hot dogs. Okay. 7-Eleven. I'm like, nah. I think we just eat. We just eat different.
Do we just act? Are we acting better?
That's a part of their culture. That's a part of their culture.
Would we fool with it if it was there? You know what I mean?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
if that food was fire, probably.
I don't think so. I don't want food.
I think
with
we
my
just grow up.
Like
I think we just grow up different, though. Like, yeah. Even, like I remember, I thought like, you know, Mexican food and all that was normal. And I go over places, they was like, avocado, we don't eat that. And I'm like, I ate that my whole life.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that wasn't a thing like that.
That's
the only food
I will eat is Mexican street meat.
Oh, that's the only one.
Yeah, yeah, you took me to a street meat truck in New York. I was like, ugh, it wasn't even cooked. Remember?
Yeah. That was all right.
Hell no.
What was a halal truck?
Yeah, a halal truck. Nah.
You put on the grill for 2 seconds. Nah. Done.
Nice and bloody.
Nah.
The way you like it, right?
But I'm a food. Food trucks now are a whole different.
They're too expensive.
It's a whole thing now. So you go to a place, now there's food truck, like, you know, courts where you just go and pick, you know. I almost got in a car accident because of that.
There's a food truck with a Michelin star out there somewhere.
Oh, for real?
For sure. Yeah, they blow up online cuisine. And then they open up different places and then they, it's a new spot by my house in the mall, at the Westfield Mall that I've been going, what's it called? So LA Po' Boys.
Oh, okay.
And they've been on the Food Network, they're black owned. And they started at pop-ups. Then they got a spot in the mall. And I'm just, while we about to go to movies, I just stopped by. I was like, what y'all got in here? And they was like, it's all Laker names. You can get the Kobe, you can get the Worthy, blah, blah. I was like, let me get a po' boy and fries, nigga.
Fire.
Then, a food truck only getting $10 from me.
Yeah.
That damn near don't exist.
No. They don't cover that no more.
If you ain't got a table for me, I ain't giving you $40.
But now that place is good. And I always get them shout out. They're black owned and I went in there. I was like, what else? You know, after I tried the original, I was like, let me try the fat shit. They had some etouffee fries.
Oh, that sounds good.
They made etouffee, bro, over fries with like a little bit
of
cheese.
Where's this at? Westfield, over in Topanga?
Oh, yeah, right on Topanga.
Oh, Canoga?
Yeah.
I got a jerk spot in there.
Bruh.
They got a good jerk chicken place in there, in that mall, yeah.
That place that's in the mall is their second place. You got to go to the main place.
So I gotta go up to the parking lot for the
because like in the mall, the jerk place, they give you like a side salad or whatever, but in the when you go to the place, they give you the cabbage and the blah. So it's different when you go to the actual place, because I was like, I went there and I was like, this ain't the same as
they
the
only
place.
Got wingettes.
Yeah, okay. So you gotta go to the place and it's pretty good, but the best jerk spot over in there is 8701 or whatever it's called. Well, that's Usher's album.
Is that Usher album?
870. It's called something like that. 870 or whatever. That's the best one.
Okay.
And they rude when you walk in. Wagwan. I'm like, yes.
Wagwan.
Wagwan. What do you want, bro?
I've been looking for it. See, I go to Hungry Joe's over in Englewood. That's the best jerk spot out here.
Okay.
But I've been looking for one in the valley.
There's a dope one in Mission Hill. Mission Hills? Where is it called? Granada Hills?
Hills?
It's not far.
No. Go to that one. It's the good one. It's, dude, I was looking at what I wanted. And he started doing the doo doo doo. He was like, hurry up. I was like, yes, this is about to be fire.
Rudeness.
Yeah, it was delicious. That's our go to. I don't even know how we got on this. We started on food.
Yeah.
23 minutes. Fat shit. All right, so we're gonna take this money. Now we know what to do with it. Let's grill. DC on the grill.
I'll do
the sides. I'll make the sides.
Let me grill, man.
I'll make the sides.
Let me grill. I just want to do the ribs. Let me do the ribs.
I'll make the beans.
You make a good rib.
That's what he say.
Bro,
that's what I'm like.
I love, bro.
That's what he say.
You love to cook don't mean it's good, dog. You know what I mean?
I'm not ready to start no cooking TV show or nothing, but
I got caught.
When you see the girls, that's their first meal they ask you for?
No.
What's they go to? Yeah, when you come into town, what they asking?
I don't really... Nothing. My fried chicken.
I don't really cook for
them
like that. No,
fried
I don't
chicken.
Do. I don't
fry
do
some
that.
Chicken. 180. We'll
I
get some chicken.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just
ribs, fried chicken,
salad.
No, man. Leave that money alone. Nah. Get out of here.
Salmon omelets.
What?
Salmon.
Does that go with the grill? That don't match with barbecue.
It doesn't.
Salmon on the grill.
Good. But it don't match.
Do the fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
What you doing?
Cobb.
No. No salads. A meat.
It don't even have to be a meat. I'll do sides.
It got meat in it.
Cobb salad is not hard to make. You boil some eggs, whatever.
Yeah, right? Boil some eggs.
Some bacon.
And bacon, cheese.
Blue cheese crumbles.
Then you nah, don't sounds put a blue fire, cheese. Bro. Don't put a blue cheese crumble.
Then it got sandwich meat in it.
Oh, I love blue cheese crumbles.
Come on, man.
It's not a Cobb salad.
It sounded good now. I don't like cucumbers either.
Chance can kind of cook. Because the Cobb salad has to be done perfect.
There's a lot of stuff in there, bro. The Cobb ain't just a regular ass salad.
You put corn in yours?
No.
The Cobb is.
Cobb got a lot of stuff in it.
Cobb is a lot of, yeah.
What's your greens that you're doing in that? In this Cobb? Just lettuce? Romaine? That's the thing I hate about salad. It'd be romaine.
You say iceberg anything.
No, yeah, I'm going to do spinach and what's the other one I use?
Arugula.
Sometimes I use arugula.
Romaine? I hate arugula.
Yeah,
not because I eat it, but I don't like the way it comes out.
So you go leafy green Cobb.
Leafy green Cobb.
Come out the way it comes out.
Tell me more.
Come on, man.
It just still be there.
With the pink Himalayan salt.
I'll give you the pink Himalayan.
Okay.
You live off that pink Himalayan salt.
I use that all the time. Fresh lemon. Squeeze it in there.
Not a difficult ingredient, but
what are you talking about? It's a good
give me something
zest.
That's difficult in that Cobb.
What's your twang on it?
My chili peppers.
That's
yes, it is.
Most people don't put chili peppers.
How many salads have you had chili peppers in there?
I mean, my own, but.
A lot of them. You go get one from a pizza shop.
Yeah, the Italian ones with the big ass heads of lettuce in it.
That's a trash pizza. It's a trash
chili pepper
though.
Is not nothing exquisite. Give me something special. That, you know, give me more. Give
do
me
you make your ranch from scratch?
Yeah, exactly.
No, definitely don't make it from scratch. I want to know where to start.
It's a salad. You don't make your dressing from scratch.
Ooh, okay. I can get you my there's this cheese that I found at Sprouts.
Okay.
It's a.
Don't say pepper jack. That's common.
No. It's not. I gotta look at
the. Is it in the deli or do they have to slice it for you? Is it packaged?
Sprouts is dope because whatever they have in their deli, they'll package it for you.
Okay. Are you shredding it though?
I gotta get the
grater.
Grater. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So now the cheese I've been buying, I have to grate it all, put it in bags, label it now. So I'm just buying.
I don't believe Chaz.
He digs in. I'd rather you take that cheese and put it in the omelet.
Well, it's also. I mean, it's also. I believe he grated. That was a spicy. Is it a? It's the habanero, the ghost pepper.
I don't know about this.
Ghost
bro.
Pepper cheddar, whatever it was.
I know. So ribs. Fried chicken. Are we making this all in one spot? Or
I think we can do this all, guys.
I think we should make it in one spot.
Yeah, so make it in one spot.
We should all have a station for each one of our things. You know what
you
saying?
Don't get a station for salad.
Why don't I get a station?
You need to figure out a better dish.
I got to chop stuff. I got to chop.
Nah, you need another dish, bro.
You need another dish.
I got to cook some chicken chops.
Bring a dope ass side. What's a good ass side you can make?
We're talking about sides. We're on salad.
Salad is all the time, right?
No, like it's a good
salad. Salad is what it's in there. It's literally in the name, side salad. I got you. Salad is the best answer to all everything here.
Make a good ass side. Then go with barbecue. You have choices. You have mac and cheese. You have potato salad. You have beans. You have
side. What are you going to ask for?
You have potatoes. Some kind of potato dish. Can you make a good?
No, if I cook for my daughter all breakfast though, we're doing pancakes and French toast. We're doing our omelets. We're doing the scramble. We're doing
even at dinner time.
The shrimp and grits. We're doing like the
bring shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits.
I'm not doing that with barbecue.
I'm saying it's a weird barbecue thing. It's not a barbecue.
I'll do shrimp and grits.
That is a salad, man.
No, you're right.
It's limited.
Good shrimp and grits too.
I'm gonna bring you the shrimp and grits salad that I make.
What kind of shrimp are you using? Bag shrimp, or are you getting your shrimp from the seafood section?
You mean the frozen ones?
Yeah, you getting the frozen ones.
And which kind of season?
Frozen out of Costco.
I had some shrimp and grits at in Alabama. It's on my store. I mean,
I watched that post. It was hella good.
Them shrimp and grits taste like gumbo.
Ooh. You throwing andouille sausage?
It was, yeah. They had andouille sausage, they had shrimp, and it was so good.
It was hella
good. I was like, this is.
You did a post about them, showed them well, yeah.
I knew it was good because they closed at 2:00.
There you go. That's the
best
one.
Like, we didn't need to be open for what?
Do you keep a mental note of the restaurants when you go to certain cities?
Mental.
Like, I'm going to go back.
Craig, keep a list.
I keep a list in my phone. of where to go. Before I even get there, I'm on Instagram. I start. I put it on my list. I go. I look up my hotel, the distance from my hotel before I get there. Like, I, people be like, what do you do on the road? Go to food spots.
Do you keep, like, you have a top 10?
No, but if I don't like it like that, I'll delete it out the list. But then I have some spots like I know I'm going when I go to that city again. Like when I go back to Birmingham, I'm for sure going there. Gosh. Like again.
We've been starting a top 10.
Yeah.
The top 10 food spot for each city?
Just in general, uh-huh, across the U.S. That okay. We're like, oh, this is the one.
Like I got my favorite shrimp truck in Hawaii that I like to hit.
Ooh, what's the spot? I'll be there.
Oh, God, it's so good. I saw it on Instagram.
It's on Honolulu?
It wasn't on Waikiki. Honolulu. It was in, what island Maui? Was on?
Oh.
The big one.
I got it.
Man, we were in Hawaii and he was on the maps. He was the navigator and he was just saying the weirdest. We missed so many streets because he's like, oh, you going to turn on a la.
It is. They be like a key.
Once I had shrimp trucks there, though, the first one I ever had was in the Honolulu one. It's like the famous one. I went there, but I didn't even go to the busy one. I went to the shrimp truck next to it and it was fire. So then when I went to the next island, I saw this one on Instagram. I went there. That was my favorite. Uh-huh. I got the sweet and spicy one.
You didn't get a local moco out there?
Yeah, but.
You don't like it?
I had that growing up too though. So.
Wait, that's the one.
That's
the,
probably why I had it young.
That's like the hamburger gravy one, right?
Yeah, we used to eat that. Rice. Like, my family ate that. So it was just
That's
poor food. I was like, whatever.
It was. That's all I could afford.
I know how to make that.
Poor food. But I saw that. This is poor food. I don't want. I didn't come for
it. They love it. I made it for them though.
I came for it. I was like, y'all got the local moco?
Yeah, they like it over rice. Matter of fact, I need
rice,
to make that.
It's a rice, egg fried hard.
And then a gravy.
And a burger. And a yeah.
No, I said no thank you.
I did the shrimp trucks, bro. Because they put on theirs, they did the, but then they also did the fried hot dog or whatever and put that in there too. Okay. And I was just like.
No, bro, I went to this one spot in Honolulu. They had this pancake and it had this white sauce. It was like a macadamia nut sauce. Bro, I think it was so fire, dog. And they don't sell the sauce. You can like make it yourself.
It was a white macadamia nut sauce.
It was fire, it bro. Bars,
I finally did get the pineapple in Hawaii, though.
Oh, man, I told you. It's so different. Yeah, it's just naturally sweeter.
It was so sweet. There. I was like, this is insane. Yeah.
A little more, they're more golder.
It was insane. I was like, why does this taste like
crazy,
this?
Crazy, yeah.
It was crazy.
I don't support Dole anymore because they stole Hawaii from the people.
Low key.
Oh, they did?
Hell yeah. They straight up stole Hawaii.
What do you mean? Explain.
They bought it up.
No, they stole it. So this is like in the 50s or something like that, late 40s, 50s. There was a queen of Hawaii at the time, uh-huh. Queen Makaliki
Lakalaka.
And so the U.S. was already there doing business. So the guy who started Dole and his brother, I believe, and a bunch of lawyers.
It was American.
A bunch of Americans. And so they wind up putting the queen on house arrest in Hawaii. They put her in her own house arrest and they took them. Then they had a battleship that came over to Hawaii and told her to surrender. Then they had to, can't remember who was president, probably president like Lyndon Johnson or somebody old and dead. But uh-huh. They were saying, oh, we didn't like the way that you, but that's when they first annexed Hawaii. And then it was like, oh, we don't like the way that you guys did that. But they never gave it back. So she came out like politic and like, hey, you guys stole my country. You guys stole my country. She came out here and they did nothing. But it was the Dole brothers or cousins. They were cousins or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah. So like, you know, like Hawaii had been around for a while, right? And so, you know, British people had came over. A bunch of other people were trying to get it. Japanese, like a bunch of people were trying to get Hawaii. And, but everybody was doing, they were independent still. They were still, you know, their own country. And then, yeah, America was doing so much business. And they were just like, we're just going to take this bitch. And they legit put her on house arrest in her own country and took it.
That's crazy,
I gotta,
bro.
I'm looking. Because
my Hawaii. First time there, I mean, I was like, this don't fit. This definitely just feels like you're in another country.
It does, but no, there's less.
This shouldn't be
less
in America,
less than 1% of actual Hawaiians in Hawaii.
That's crazy, bro.
They stole and did the same thing they do everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. I gotta look this up.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my research.
Yeah, so I can know the names and the dates. Yeah, because you was very
It was all over the place.
Yeah. It was choppy, but it was some truth. His eyes had the truth. It was a salad. Yeah. His eyes said, I know my shit.
A cop salad.
His eyes said, I know my shit, but the words were coming out like, eh.
You talking about threw a couple of his facts in there.
You got my specific.
But it's easily
from the queen's name.
They put the queen in jail.
But imagine this. There was a bunch of King Kamehamehas, okay? So I knew at this time there was a queen.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not just being like, oh, it was a king.
No, he had some strong things in there. But historically, then some was like, let me read.
Which president was?
Some of that shit was Chili Flakes.
The dough. Chili Flakes are fire.
Lyndon Johnson was at the forefront.
One of those two. Truman.
Probably was Truman. One of those guys.
Himalayan salt was on there.
I think it was Obama.
And they stole it. I know it's something to what you just said.
Yeah, I got to look it up now.
Everything I just said is 100% true. All of it.
For the most part,
100% of it's true.
60% of the time.
60% of Sanford Dole staged a coup.
And there it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sanford Dole.
Who was also created Sanford and Son.
Oh, goodness.
Wait, what?
See?
See, I got to go.
His brother Stanford created the university.
How can you lose all credibility? He's legit says a coup against the queen who had welcomed him in the country.
See, that's why you can't let people in, man.
Just can't let him in. Take over.
That's why what's his name was mad at him in Black Panther. Like, so I'm coming for your grill. Bro. Mm-hmm. Hey, have at it, man. Have at it. I'll be in there sweat before y'all get over there. I'll be drenched. I'll be having a re-shower.
You know what it is? I just like to cook. I don't want the pressure of how them ribs.
Who made it? I feel like DC don't have faith in the ribs
bro.
No, bro. You're supposed to look at somebody when you...
No, I don't want... I hate that. I hate when I see people... Judge people food like that when they look at me.
You made this, DC?
But everybody's gonna that's what people do.
Thing, though.
Do you make your own barbecue sauce?
No, I don't make my own barbecue sauce.
Do that.
What kind of barbecue sauce you use?
I start with Sweet Baby Ray's, and from there we start,
Not black owned, everybody thought it was.
Please tell me Sweet Baby Ray is a nigga.
They got a white black dude on it.
It's a white dude.
So does Aunt Jemima.
And people felt like you lied to. Like Sweet Baby Ray, that's a black person. Like you lied.
That ain't a white person's name.
Did he sell it?
Sweet Baby Ray.
Did he sell it though?
Nah, it was why do
Sweet Baby Ray's is not black owned?
That's crazy.
Oh man.
Stubbs is. Okay. Woo.
Stubbs is.
It's Gates. I brought a bunch of Gates.
Yeah, it's theirs.
Yeah, Gates, I think. Yeah. And Everton Jones.
I brought Mad Gates, but
I ain't been to Everton Jones in.
I'm gonna go when I go back to the Bay.
I think I am too, because Kirk run a show there now. So
oh,
I'm gonna go
yeah,
up
I'm
there.
Go when I go back. Everton Jones.
What happened?
Was good
it
to
just
me.
Got so expensive. I was like, bro, I ain't doing this, man. Because they would sell at the Raider games. They would sell it everywhere. Yeah. You know what I mean, I'd be like,
barbecue ain't cheap anymore.
You just raw barbecue. You don't add nothing to the barbecue sauce.
I would never tell you what I do.
All right. Cool. I'll take that.
Never see on the ribs. I'm gonna bite it looking at you.
I'm
gonna keep changing my face so you don't know how I feel. I'm gonna be like,
oh. I'm gonna hate on DC's ribs.
That's what I'm saying.
Regardless.
Nah, I'm gonna go and I'm sure
bones,
the meat's gonna
be. Bones be bare, but I'm like, hey, DC, this ain't six bones later. This ain't it, dog.
Nah, DC on the ribs, man.
On them ribs. What else I like cooking, man?
All right, man. So you got ribs, fried chicken, salad.
No, bro.
What are you bringing?
You can't do like a potato or something?
A potato? You want baked potatoes?
Is that what you get? Scallops?
What
maybe
are you
bacon,
good?
Cheese?
What are you good at?
I just told you guys I'm mainly
you
breakfast.
Just said breakfast.
I told you guys in the beginning, bro. I don't make a lot of dinner, like meal dishes like that. Dinner? I was like, I do a ton of breakfast.
Bring
stuff.
Some breakfast.
Can you do a fish?
I can do a fish.
What kind of fish can you do?
Salmon, he said.
That's mainly the fish.
That's what he eats
salmon
in the
my
shower.
Favorite fish anyway,
salmon
is. How do you make your salmon?
In the air fryer.
I told you guys.
It's a barbecue.
It's not my strong point, guys.
If you come up there holding your air fryer, and you guys got a, where's the plug?
Extension cord?
Where's the socket?
Yeah.
Where's the socket?
He's like, there's no, that brings it all back to his point. There's no chefness.
Right.
There's no chefness in the air fryer.
I need a. But if you guys are like, yo, we're going to do a breakfast.
Dang it, I'm in.
We could do a breakfast.
We could do a breakfast.
Then I'm in. Then I'm like, oh, you guys want me to do the pancakes? You guys want me to do the French toast? You guys want me to bring omelets?
My
I'm
breakfast
in.
Game.
You want me to make a quiche? I can do a little.
Good.
I can do a little scramble. You know what I'm saying?
We make our own waffles.
The shakshuka. I'm in. I got you now. Now
you do your pancakes from. Well, there's only one way to do it.
from the
some of the kids. The kids be getting them instant pancakes.
Nah, hell,
those aren't bad. Those are what McDonald's have.
What I'm gonna try is I'm gonna try that banana bread French toast. I want to try that.
You're getting tricky with it.
Yeah, you're doing a lot.
You gotta do the cinnamon roll French toast, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I'm here. You're in my world now.
Fell in love with you.
Now I got you.
That sounds really good.
Now I
that,
got you.
That sounds really good. Cinnamon.
Now I got you. But we talking about grilling. I go, hey, niggas, I got salads.
Anybody know how to make a good cinnamon roll? Like a good honey, like, you know, Cinnabon type?
I got you.
Know how to do that?
I got
you. It's pretty, I mean, they...
This is what I work
act
on.
Like I do.
I never learned desserts.
I was never a big dessert person.
It's a
person.
Breakfast thing.
Sage
dessert.
Knows
we're
how to
separate.
Bake and stuff, but I've never learned.
Yeah, you do desserts? You can do desserts?
No, I don't do desserts. Unless we're talking
what?
About.
What the?
I don't bake. What am I, a little Susie Baker, bro? What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
We got to
sit here in my little pink apron
we're
on
trying
and making
this,
cupcakes.
We got to figure out what to do with
this
180.
Birthday? What are you talking about?
We got to do something with this 180.
You love cheesecake, bro? Like, you should be able to bake.
You think you learned how to make one?
Do you think I would? I've never.
Cookies from scratch, something?
No.
Wait, how do they even make cheesecake?
It's like a lot of
some people bake it, some people do it.
The cream,
cream
cheese,
right?
Some other stuff. Y'all been making them?
Cream cheese and sugar.
Mm-hmm. That's who made my
last lemon juice.
I'm back out. If we're going back there, then I got you on some sandwiches. I can do some
sandwiches.
Well, I'm in the brunch now. I moved to brunch lunch.
You gotta
like me bringing cereal to the breakfast.
Anything before 3 p.m.
Like
I can.
Y'all like Captain Crunch?
You gotta bring something to the cookout. It don't have to be a barbecue.
We're trying to help you.
It's a cookout.
No sandwiches. Oh my God. It's cook. You have to cook.
Okay. Something. I can make
something.
Everybody got a specialty of each realm.
I'm all breakfast, lunch. That's me.
He's like breakfast.
Yeah. That's
hamburgers. We're all hamburgers. Can you do hamburgers?
I can't tell you if I ever really I never made one on a grill before.
What?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you haven't cooked on the grill, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, is there a certain brand you could point us to?
Yeah.
Like maybe y'all got to try these chicken sausage links. Or these.
You're like useless, bro.
If you put me back on breakfast, I'm fired. You put me on a salad, I'm fired. And we're talking about after five.
We're trying to help you. Help
five.
Us.
I ain't got you no more. That's how you cooking dinner. What you got? I can bring some rolls. Mm. You want some rolls?
You got a specialty roll place? A biscuit place?
Give us something.
You got a biscuit place you can get?
I can get the Pillsbury. Now we're pop, like the little pop. You know what I'm saying? Little Pillsbury
not
pop.
Even the Hawaiian rolls.
Put them on. I can bring them.
You don't know no bacon dish?
Something, man. Just come on.
You got to be a bacon dish, you know, that
you
made.
I can do some Brussels sprouts with the bacon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No salad, though.
Right.
Not a Brussels sprout right. salad.
It's dope. It's really dope with the spicy honey, too.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, okay. There you go. Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
And some chili flakes.
Okay.
And lemon juice.
And some salt peppers.
Let me get back to a salad.
I'll take my hands in my room.
I'm going to chop them up.
So you can do Brussels sprouts with a honey, and then bacon.
Somehow it's gonna be a Brussels sprout salad.
Then it's a Brussels sprout salad.
So you got that? You can do that.
I can do that.
All
in
right,
an air fryer. All right,
that's fair.
I don't care where it's made. You can bring it there.
Brussels sprouts in an air fryer is fire.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So if you're doing a spicy honey glaze and bacon on the sprouts, absolutely that
I'm with
counts.
That. Yeah. They're really good.
Man. Yeah.
So
all right.
Ribs.
Yeah. All right.
Fish.
Chicken.
No chicken.
Yeah.
Salad.
And I'll just do sides. I'll do potato salad.
You getting on the grill with the chicken?
I'll do.
I was gonna fry it. I can get on the grill.
No, he fried chicken.
Oh, fried chicken. Okay,
I'll get on the grill.
Fried chicken.
I ain't worried. I ain't scared.
Yeah. No, he said his kids. He says the kids request fried chicken. So
yeah,
fried
they
chicken.
Request fried chicken.
You doing it in the oil, old school with the chefness. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. So that's two
not
meats,
in the air fryer
several
chest.
Sides. You want?
No
we can do it. We can throw
180 is a good. We can get. We can
we
get.
Can get
we can go
180.
Everything. 180. We get the slab. That's two slabs of ribs.
We can do everything with 180 for sure. Brussels sprouts ain't expensive.
Brussels sprouts, magic.
Beans and potatoes instead ain't expensive.
Cheap.
Zucchini.
What kind of
beans?
You doing beans?
Beans. Yeah. Like the beans. The ones that I mix together and do all that other crap. And with the ground turkey in there and all that.
Okay. That's a chili.
Green onions. Nah, it's so you take, I mean, I can tell people how to make it. It's you ground up beef or turkey, whatever you do, with bell pepper and onion, garlic. Put that all in there, ground it up, put that in with the. Baked beans, and then like you can either do your pork and beans and tomatoes if you want, or just a regular, and then brown sugar, barbecue sauce.
Oh, that sounds good. It feel like a meal.
Let that work, bro.
Yeah,
and then,
that's hearty.
That's how my collard greens feel like it's a whole
meal. Let that Oh, you bring collard greens with the fried chicken?
I can. I love.
Man, oh, you can make collard greens?
Yeah, my all greens right. is on.
Man. So we got the side. All right, so we got greens, fried chicken, ribs.
We need some mac and
Brussels
cheese.
Sprouts.
No damn salad.
I don't know. That's
you
not
good mac and cheese. After the
that's
fourth
not.
Thing?
I'm scared of it.
Okay,
I'll be honest with you.
I could call my aunt. I've done it once.
No, I know other people.
No, we
got to
do
it
all in house.
We have to do it
in house.
Yeah, so I'm saying if I can call my aunt to tell me how to make it.
Yeah, I can call people, but I'm just.
Nah.
I don't.
I've only made it one time.
I don't like the pressure that comes with mac and cheese.
I don't like the
and then
pressure.
The consistency got to be right. And
everybody likes it a little different.
Yeah, everybody like it a little different.
Just so, good. Yeah. I like it good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
I'm not too picky.
That's probably one of the things
just has to be
I
good.
Just don't do. But I do a lot of, because of my family, I do a lot of more South cooking. So like smothered chicken, you know, like neck bones. Like I can do all that stuff
because that's
how Papa taught my mama. Like all that stuff. So
so your Papa taught
New Orleans.
Them how to cook.
Yeah. And then my granny from Oklahoma.
That's them too. Yeah, that's where my granny was from, Oklahoma.
So they like I remember I used to go over there during summer when I was a kid and I spent 2 weeks and gained 15 pounds. Because I was just
our family had a barbecue sauce, yeah.
So it's just like
oh, in the stores?
That's what they do.
Go ahead, DC.
Yeah, my
pressure on these ribs.
No, they
be,
did. Yeah,
like,
they used to have a store in Oakland on Fruitville.
Yeah, now my mom's side of the family bro. That's
so
shit.
Barbecue and ribs good, and everything. Good. Back in the day, liquor stores, that's what they be barbecuing them bitches.
Yeah.
Especially in the Bay.
All right, so we got it. Fried chicken, greens.
Some greens.
Ribs.
Are you doing wings too? You be making wings on IG.
I be making wings on the side. I would just do ribs. Stay focused.
Right. We only got 180.
Ribs. All right, that's fine. But the vegetables not going to cost that much.
No.
And
well,
then
the Brussels sprouts is $3.
And then what, beans and potato salad or just beans?
Just do the beans.
All right, beans. What else?
I don't potato salad is pressure.
No, it's not.
I don't even like potato salad.
I'm going to do the Cobb salad.
No. I can do potato salad in my sleep.
I don't like potato salad.
I don't
because of the mayonnaise.
All right, then we won't do it.
But if you make potato salad the right way, my auntie she makes it like really yellow.
It's easy.
You gotta have a little bit of
the mustard. Okay,
I can't taste the mayo one bit.
No. It's just mustard. Just enough mustard in there.
That's a plan. Man, how many times you niggas been late? 180 is crazy.
I'm saying most of
that's him.
That's Chaz.
Thanks,
Chaz, for
this.
The barbecue.
Yeah,
I got like $40 in there.
You're welcome, guys.
I'm trying to think of a good. Yeah, mac and cheese. I'm not. That ain't my thing.
Yeah, the rest is you just being like, you know what? I'm just gonna chill in the car.
Now, if we want a rice dish, I can do that easy.
What kind of rice dish?
From dirty rice?
Like we want a rice. Like I said, smothered chicken on rice or neck bone. Like, I can do that stuff. That go with a rice over rice dish.
I almost want neck bones.
That's easy. That's super easy.
Neck bones sound.
I ain't made them in a while, but that's how I made them was, I ain't made them in a minute.
And the rules are bring a backup, a professional dish, like, so if my ribs don't work, I got some ribs from the barbecue.
But our whole,
like, is this Woody's?
Yeah. I got some Woody's in the back.
If it's all backup food, all this was trash, guys. None of it worked. I'm trying to think, dog.
We let him off the hook a little bit.
No, we didn't. No, what he said.
With Brussels sprouts.
What he said, Brussels sprouts and bacon and a spicy. No, that's not. I don't do the making beans.
That sounds fire.
I don't do the making beans.
But you got meat in your beans.
Yeah, but that's.
It's a process.
There's bacon in the Brussels sprouts. I have to make the bacon.
Okay. I'll give you that chance.
Right? At least go pick the Brussels sprouts fresh.
Where am I going to
go pick them?
Go pick them where?
Go be a slave real quick.
I'm going to go pick them on the goddamn Rouse. I'm going to pick them from there.
So wait, how many sides? That's greens, beans.
Potatoes.
No, we're not doing it. No one wanted a potato.
No, he's just doing the song.
Greens, beans,
and then Brussels sprouts. That's two greens.
Yeah.
Two greens. And
so cancel his greens.
We need one more. Nah, because he said he'd make them. So I want them.
I make my greens.
Okay.
So I want them.
What else we need?
I guess we don't have to. That's a lot of work.
I think we need mac and cheese, but if no one wants to
I don't.
Take...
Yeah,
you
I don't
do mac and cheese. Chaz?
I told you, I'm just gonna call my aunt.
I can call somebody, but that still ain't. That ain't you know what I mean?
You gonna put bacon in it and chili flakes?
Ooh,
that sounds you sound amazing.
Now that just
pink
say
Himalayan
so.
Sea salt.
Ooh,
I can make the smothered potatoes. I can do that.
That sounds fire.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, the potatoes au gratin. Au gratin.
No, the gravy. If you can make it, I can't make a good gravy. I got to learn how to make a good gravy.
I just learned how to make a roux.
Yeah, I can do it.
Damn. Yeah, the roux for the gumbo. I just learned how to make that.
Oh, yeah. I don't mess with it. My auntie do it, but I got to learn from her because that's from New Orleans. They got it from my pawpaw sisters, and then she make it every year. It should be
fire.
Jesus Christ.
There's something about a gravy.
Something, and they put everything in it. Dip your everything chicken in there.
Dip your turkey.
It's shrimp, it's crab, it's chicken wings in there. It's
in the gravy?
No, gumbo.
Oh, okay.
It's the sausage, it's okra, it's everything in there.
I'm not a fan of the seafood boils, but when they got the whole crawdads in there.
Yeah, I don't want to do all this work.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with all that. Eyes hanging out your mouth. the antennas. Yeah, I'm not a fan of
that's
that.
That's the only thing about the shrimp trucks in Hawaii. You got to open that shrimp up. You
know get to it? They give you the whole shrimp.
They give you the whole thing.
No, man.
They might,
but the truck that I like the second time, they split it already.
Yeah,
do the work for me.
Yeah, clean that thing out. Yeah.
In Baltimore, they had to come show y'all how to bust that crab.
Yeah, they gave us whole crab. What was that place called in Baltimore?
That was Jimmy's.
Jimmy's Seafood.
Did y'all get crab cakes?
In Baltimore.
They had crab egg rolls.
Crab, man, it was fire. It was delicious, but it was just...
I want to get crab cakes. When I go to Baltimore, that's what I want. Anybody out there where I need to go when I go to that area, I want crab cakes from there.
Yeah, you got to go to either Jimmy's. I'm going to be honest, the crab cakes at the Comedy Factory or the Comedy are good. They're actually hella good. That was my first. I was like, this is a real crab cake. Yeah.
Jimmy's.
So you be liking mayonnaise dishes, though.
Crab cake is a mayonnaise dish?
Yeah. Dip it in.
No, I don't dip it. Yeah,
but even the stuff they make it in, it's a white sauce. I thought you was against white sauce. Like, you just don't
no,
want
you
taste
can't
it.
See it.
He loves
you
just don't want to taste it.
No. Crab, certain crab cakes, you can't even get that mayo
cheese
in there.
Ain't no mayonnaise.
So you just don't want to taste stuff.
I don't want to. It's the tang. It's a certain tanginess to it that it comes with mayo.
Miracle has the same zip. They got that little tang.
Miracle is doing too much. Yeah. All right, bet. So we said then. You don't have to make greens if you want. That's a lot of work.
All right.
Greens is a lot of work.
That's a lot. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to clean them first and then boil them down for a while and then add and make sure they're properly seasoned.
With a big ass piece of pig foot.
Nah. Okay. We use turkey necks in ours too. Healthy niggas. No, I use the wing. Turkey wing.
Oh, turkey wing. Yeah. Okay.
Neck bone.
Soaking area.
Yeah.
What part of the what is a neck bone? What animal is this neck bone?
Chicken.
Is it neck bone? I thought it was pork. Right.
It's a pig neck?
No. It's you, turkey.
A neck bone is a turkey neck?
Well, that's the ones we did, but I think you can do several ones. I did turkey just because.
I'm just wondering. I had turkey neck.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to get an ostrich neck, bro.
I thought that was pork.
Let's get the ostrich neck bone. You know what I'm saying?
I never done that.
That's a real neck bone. Well, that giraffe neck. Would you eat a giraffe neck? I'd fuck up a giraffe neck.
If it was seasoned right. You know.
Yes.
It's crazy when they be fighting each other, they be fighting with their necks. Yeah.
If I eat an ox's tail,
oh, we're leaving right now. Like,
and all they do is, you know, with the tail, they just clean their butt with it. And I eat that, I'm like, hey.
It's from the root to the tooth.
it's their ass wiper.
Yeah. That's what tails are generally known
for.
Fun fact. What is it?
Fun fact. Neck bones are the neck of any animal you choose.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. So it depends on what you're making.
Oh. What? So if people go, I got neck bones in there.
So
what are we talking
common
about?
Options include pork, turkey, or beef.
Okay.
So it don't matter.
It's like a cow neck?
Yeah, that's thick ass neck bone.
I'm saying a pig, that's a big neck.
It don't matter. I never knew this. I always did smoked turkey neck. That's what I watched them do growing up.
Anything, you can say anything's a neck bone.
As long as it's a neck.
Yeah. Neck bones always reminded me of oxtails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oxtails be fire, though.
Oxtails is my joint. Even though it's tail that wiped the butt.
It's outside. You peeled that part up.
You know.
All right, so what are we getting again?
All right, so the menu is ribs
fried
chicken.
Brussels y'all want sprouts, pork? I'll do pork ribs for y'all.
Brussels sprouts and beans. And then,
even though pork ribs ain't my specialty,
you're making excuses, bro.
Do your specialty.
I'm gonna give y'all what y'all want. Pork ribs,
and then obviously we'll do a regular burger or link or something.
Yeah,
you know,
burger.
I'll make potato salad for us.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll make a little bit, and then that is it.
That bacon better be fire on them.
You better make the freshest Brussels sprouts this side of goddamn Mississippi.
You gonna cut them in half?
Yeah.
Okay.
In quarters.
Don't come with no just boiled Brussels sprouts.
So there it is. We know we're gonna do with the money.
And
we gotta have a kind of cornbread or biscuit or something, though. Roll something.
We should.
You do. Yeah. You gotta have some kind
of. Yeah, I wish I could make one of those. I like those cheddar jalapeno cornbreads. Those be fire. I mean, all I'm gonna do is fuck it up, but I can them things be
it'd be hella good. I'll be like,
oh, who did this?
And I still put butter on the top of it.
As you should. What?
Somebody got to know how to shout do a good biscuit.
Who's this now? This is not the Chatsworth. This is who? This is Keon.
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's the same
people. Tony put his folks in there.
Oh, yeah. Tony pop in. He came in for a hot second.
Shout out to y'all, man, for hanging with us tough, man. We appreciate y'all.
We need some kind of, I guess, because, you know, people, Hawaiian rolls, which they be good, but I want a biscuit. Yeah,
something from scratch.
I want a biscuit.
Texas toast.
I want to see you like this with the flour on the,
I want a biscuit.
On the counter and rolling that dough.
Who know how to make a biscuit?
No. How you got Big Ready and you ain't doing Big Ready things?
You right.
He ain't doing the sprouts.
You right. I'm on.
Somebody
a big
can bring
ready.
A biscuit. Somebody,
Big Ready for breakfast.
If we got money left over, we'll get biscuits from somewhere.
Somebody, he'll be late again. That's gonna be our biscuits.
$2.50.
That's when the time when he late. That's time. It, time for the cue.
Biscuits.
It won't be my biscuits that weren't considered biscuits.
Well, you cheated. You fired, cheated, bro.
They were fired.
You won to me.
I wasn't even here.
That's why you double win.
All right, we could do this. We could do this. We could do it soon. Now that it ain't blazing hot, too, I actually don't mind getting on the grill. Yeah. It was too hot.
There's a lot of foods that I always tell myself I want to make. Like, I actually want to learn how to make a cornbread. I want to learn how to make my granny's pound cake.
I'm going to teach you how to make ribs.
Yeah. Come over here. You see?
Come over here. Come over here.
Come over here.
Come over here.
Come over here.
Hand me my.
I said. See, move.
Put your salad down and hand me my.
All right, man. Yeah. DC, where are you at?
Let's see. This is, here we go. This is where we're going on tour.
Yeah.
September 14th, Red Rock Casino, Las Vegas, Nevada. And then September 19th, Alder Theater in Davenport, Iowa. And then September 20th, Motors Arena in Bloomington, Illinois. And that's all I'll give y'all for now.
We got one more Illinois date. Right?
Well,
it's Illinois,
more.
Right?
Yeah. September 21st, the Genesee in Waukegan, Illinois.
Waukegan!
And then September 22nd, Rialto Square Theater. And that's in Joliet, Illinois. So all those people in that Chicago surrounding areas, get your tickets for the
they
Wild
gonna,
Child
they be on
tour.
Your ass. Yeah. Like,
ain't hey, no they, S. They put it's the Illinois. S on there, I'm going to say
it. They put it on there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it.
Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Illinois.
Take the S off then. You know what I'm saying?
It's at Craig Wann's on everything.
Yeah. Lacaroni and Chaz, new episodes on my YouTuber. And then September 20th, if you're in the LA area, come through. Come through to Lacto Studios, where myself and Dion will be doing a live 100th episode of Lacaroni and Chaz, man. So DM me if y'all interested to hop in.
All right. September 26th, I'll be in New York, Broadway Comedy Club.
New York.
One show, one night only. And in September 27th and 28th, I will be at the DC Comedy Loft, DC. Get your tickets for that. And then October 3rd, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Turn up.
Get your tickets one night only at the Comedy Zone. Get your tickets for that. Pull up on me. KeonPulley.com for everything. And we appreciate y'all listening every week. All that good stuff. And we'll see y'all next time.
We out.